now to Stuart. My gosh, Leah, on line one, we have a male caller. I'm so happy. Stuart, welcome aboard, my friend.
Oh, hi. Wow, I didn't know I was the first male caller.
Ever. In the show's been on the air 17 years. You, sir, are the first male caller. Congratulations.
Well, first off, I want to thank Deidre for what she's going to try to I know it's hard for people who've been in the public eye to be, to express the chastity is kind of the way to go. On my 13th birthday, I actually went to a chastity talk by Jason Everett. And it's kind of always, and I kind of felt that's kind of the big thing that would bring me happiness. And so I'm always kind of on the lookout for things. And what I was kind of saying when I heard the little girl Elizabeth talking about how she wants to be a model, a singer and an actress. Mm-hmm. And I know that modeling is pretty hard for girls, but I kind of wanted to, one of my questions was like, what do you guys think kind of like how contemporary arts can help towards chastity? Cause for me, when I was 15, I was dealing with depression from an addiction to lust. And really the biggest thing that helped me at the time were actually some movies, like, and they weren't religious movies either. One of them was actually the Batman Begins movie. I was able to watch it and, you know, and enjoy it. And
Stuart, let me gently put up a guardrail here, cause I'm looking at my enemy, the clock. I want to make sure I get a great answer. How's the content sounding like a question for Leah so she can help you out? Are you asking about can you be performer and be chaste, or are the performing arts influential in forming young people's opinions? What are you really asking?
Well, kind of, yeah, both of that, and also, like, I mean, like, what you guys would think about how kind of the performing arts and even kind of just contemporary art styles can help a person explore chastity and, I don't know, creativity, kind of allow their minds to think about other things than simple thoughts.
Well, Leah, you said something that really stood out. I don't think you've ever said that before, and that was that beauty is an attribute of God. We shouldn't say, oh, well, all modeling's bad, all actors are bad because they're so pretty or they're so beautiful. You're not saying, just for folks who maybe think we're on some kind of pendulum swing, that you cannot be a model, you cannot be an actress, and not fall into all the problems that are very frequently occurring in that industry, right?
Right. I mean, the whole thing is that, as Patrick was just saying, you know, beauty is an attribute of God, and to seek out what is true and what is good and what is beautiful helps us understand and know God more and ourselves more. So whatever that is, in the arts, and beauty itself, and fashion elements of the arts, that is true. So as long as it's rooted in truth. And the problem is, in some of those areas, that, of course, the world, being imperfect, distorts truth and distorts beauty. And that's where we find the problems, right? Lust is a distortion of love, right? So that's where we have the problems there. So can the contemporary arts help us bring us closer to God, or help us bring us to experience, that element of prayer? Yes. But we always have to make sure it's rooted in truth.
All right. Thanks for the call, Stuart.